Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've started.
We haven't started.
We haven't started running now.
Are we starting? I didn't think we were going to start today. Just here by the toilets. It's perfect.
Hanging out by the bogs.
1 second.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning commentary. It's the pre-London very easy jog round Clissold Park Day.
It's become a tradition,
Easter,
hasn't it?
Easter Monday. It's lovely, isn't it?
That's the most beautiful. Have you heard anything about the weather at the weekend? We're less than a week away. What is it going to be like?
I heard rumours it's going to be quite hot, but it's only rumours, and I've gotten absolutely no evidence for that whatsoever.
I see.
Have you heard anything?
So where did you hear these rumours?
A bloke mentioned it. He just said, I've heard it's going to be hot next week.
I heard a rumour.
Yeah.
They say you've got a broken heart.
Yeah.
I heard a rumour.
So we don't know. All we know is that we're going to be running it.
I heard a rumour.
This is the start of your sort of massive taper, isn't it?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think that we're as everyone knows, we're in very different places from a training point of view.
Yeah. I haven't really earned a taper.
Yeah, but
I will still have to do it, but
still
I'm
have to do
quite
one,
earned it. No.
And but we're kind of coming together as well, aren't we? Because I'm winding down, you're winding up. And interestingly, we went in parkrun on Saturday, and you definitely did it faster than me. But I think I don't know how much bearing 20 minutes of running at speed has on the marathon. But
no,
we are
no.
quite. Unusually similar in fitness and pace at the moment.
Yeah, I would imagine you've got a lot more stamina in your legs.
Distance is going to be
the
question.
I mean, I did a...
flowers and everything.
Looks really nice, yeah.
You did?
I did a 45-mile week the other week, which is my highest for ages.
Yeah, but that's a good week.
Yeah, it's a good week. I did a 20-miler, but the last three were really crawling.
Yeah.
I did 17 at about eight and a half minute pace, quite comfortably.
Yeah.
And then I just went. I just, by the end, it was like 12 minute miles.
So the
I just completely lost it.
You're just crawling, basically. Your 17 that you did a while ago now had a very tough finish.
Yeah.
And your 20 had a very tough finish, but you did do it better.
I did a
your
much better 17.
Yeah. Coming up.
Yeah, he's coming up. He's coming. Up. I'm hoping, and that was at the end of a heavy week, day after park run.
Yeah.
Not much sleep, no drink, no food. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it was
sort
of, there's a few sort of extreme elements. So hopefully with
some
overnight flight from Dubai,
oh gosh,
and zero sleep and a 7 o'clock arrival at Heathrow than the day before, I'll be much better.
Oh, by the way, that makes you think. If you're listening to this on Friday, Saturday, and Thursday, Friday, when it comes out ahead of the marathon, and you're going to the expo. We'll be at the Marathon
Come
Expo.
Come and see us, yeah. We'll be there
2:45 on Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
Very exciting.
It'd be great to see you.
Also
yeah.
possible to assess live the exact physical state of Paul Tomkinson the day before the marathon.
I'm hoping for a really good night's sleep the night before.
Two words though, right? If you're tired this week, if you haven't got the miles, and you flag while we're out there, two words to keep this marathon podcast thing together. Piggyback.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the running commentary piggyback. That'll be great from 22. You did mention it, right?
I'll make sure I won't vas my back up in case. Because my old uncle, when he was ill, we put Vaseline on his back and he went downhill very quickly. Yeah. After. It's a classic joke.
So we're on the... I love the chippings. That I really enjoyed this on the... Because I did that, the 20-miler, I just did 10 miles out and back.
Yeah.
Really simple run out through Clissold Park, Victoria Park, Hackney Marshes, and then just turned and did exactly the same route on the way back.
Yeah.
And by the time I hit these soft wood chips in Clissold Park, I really enjoyed them.
Did you know you were going to do it really on the way?
Well, I just sort of came to that conclusion that it would be the simplest way of doing it. So I didn't want to run any further than 20 miles.
And you were really, and it's kind of kicked in at 17, sort of over the line.
Yes, yeah.
What kind of speed did you, didn't set off fast? I set off
about 8 minute miles, so it's not slow, but it's not crazy fast.
No, and me and you chatting on Sunday, theoretically, we will be going slower than that.
Yes.
I mean, I rely
absolutely
inside and outside marathons on us chatting always sets a more sensible pace for distance running than any
really
other
slow
actual running.
Yeah, I mean, we run about nine and a half minute miles, don't we?
Yeah, which is
when
good.
We're chatting. So,
and so that was last Sunday, and you did running through the week as well.
I did a little bit of running through the week. I felt tired, not destroyed, but tired.
Yes.
And then I did the part run with you. And old
Baz.
Old Baz, who put
our
achievements firmly in perspective, didn't he, when he was casually remarked after we'd finished that he'd ran 40 miles to the start of the park run.
Yeah, I always think that I'm the big guy for running to a park run. I don't think I've ever run more than about 9 miles to a park. He ran a marathon and a half.
Yes.
To the park
run. Yeah, to the park run. Incredible, yeah. And, I mean, you... To put a point on it, you said that you were too tired to run across Hackney Marshes
That's
to
right.
the start.
Exactly, which is what I thought I'd do. It's about, you know, literally a quarter of a mile across the grass. Yeah. And generally over there, well, anyone who goes parkrun, no, you see a lot of people kind of doing various little warm-ups and sideways running, stretching out. And I thought, oh, God, sod that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Baz is running 40 miles.
Sometimes you're just too tired, aren't you? Sometimes.
And also sometimes you're just not into running enough to get up in the middle of the night to run 40 miles.
No, I know. It's an incredible love of running, isn't it?
Yeah.
You set off at 1 in the morning.
Yeah.
That's a long run, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, for me, that isn't the morning.
Yeah.
It just isn't. That's
yeah.
I mean, I know it's technically after midnight.
But... And it's by no means unusual behaviour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
He really likes his running. Very gentle character.
Yeah.
Not surprisingly, we showed him a clean pair of heels, eh? Didn't we?
Yeah, I don't think you should. Yeah, showed you. Yeah. Smiley.
Loser!
And the people, it was kind of brilliant and excellently tiresome because, well, me and Baz, you said I'll be back in a minute. And you went off to drop the kids off in a kind of Rob Rouse comedian last moments before the race style.
Yes, yeah.
And me and Baz were chatting by your car and you didn't come back, so I thought I'd better get to the start line. And there you were.
Oh, sorry, mate.
On
I thought
the start line.
Sorry, mate.
I think it was a power play.
Do you think so? I'll drop them off by the car.
Shake them off.
Yeah.
And with that and your stronger start than me, it gave you like a 10-second advantage. So I had your...
That'll be it.
And it's hurting me.
Yeah.
Feeling heavy. I never... Unusually for a parkrun, because I spent all last week running in the Lake District and then doing long walks in the days.
Yeah, that's going to be hard work, yeah.
Yeah, it was good training, but the funny thing is psychologically, I just rated the walking at nothing.
Yeah.
And for a few days that worked. Went out along Old Water, came back, did a walk up a mountain, went up another mountain, did another run up a valley, walked up another mountain. But then when I went back to that first run along the lakeside, having done like, you know, 6 to 8 mile walks over mountains for 4, 5, 6 days.
It's really hard work.
I just thought, oh God, my legs are a bit tired actually.
They're going to be tired, yeah.
And then at the park run, which I'd really planned to be a real fresh, mid-taper park run, I set off and thought, oh,
yeah.
I was going to stop. I really thought about stopping.
Yeah, I was tired. Yeah, it's...
And also with the depressing knowledge that whatever happened, you were going to have a quicker parkrun than me. And that information was available to my eyes. at all times.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we both must have set off too fast, because I tried not to, but I did the first mile bang on 6 minutes.
Right.
So if you were sort of close-ish to me at that point, we both set off too fast.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I set off way too fast.
Well, that was and that's
it was just stupid. Yeah. I'm nowhere near that.
Thing. It's a really interesting thing being around the front of a park run, isn't it? Because it's very, if you're going for time. Sorry, look at these parakeets on their head. It's like Jurassic Park. It's a very important place to be if you're going for time. But suddenly,
you're carried along at a pace that's a bit too swift.
But there's people up there, you know, the guy who regularly wins that one does a sub 15.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where you're at. And like, you know, we don't even need to go there. Like you say, you set off at that speed. And I'm thinking, because on the start line you were like three people in front of me, I think I can catch him up. So I set off after you, I can't catch you. And then without even thinking about it, I'm keeping you at about the same distance away from me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that was what I was thinking, God, I've got to stop. It's because we were going too fast. Yeah. I've been up hell well in the day before.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know, it was stupid. But good fun, though. And, Mike, you just feel so much better, don't you, after doing it?
Yeah.
It just really cleans you out.
And I like how often it's measuring, although we didn't record Hackney Marshes on Saturday, just looking at it from when we did it right at the beginning of the year, my relationship with parkruns is completely different in 2019 to what it ever has been. But also, parkruns, parkruns have changed. They're bigger than they used to be.
Yes, yeah. But you've reached a stage now where at the end of a heavy week's training, when you're tired out and you go just over 20 minutes, you feel a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
That's massive, isn't it?
It's just because it's the line, isn't it? And that was the fun thing for you, dear listener, because you totally finished, well, probably within 10 seconds of each other. You didn't have your
thing. I was 9:53 around there.
Yeah, you were on the, you got 19:53 on your watch, and the two people either side of you that I saw were at 53 and 56. So that 53 is, you know, what's the word, corroborated.
Yeah.
And I came in at 20:04. So there's 10 seconds between us. But in that 10 seconds, it's the 20-minute mark.
Yeah.
Damn it. But yeah, exactly. Looking at my...
But if you look at when you started this year,
I'm 2 minutes faster than I was at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Which over 5K is...
It's a huge amount.
Yeah, it's massive. So it's quite nice also being tired, and not just tired, but kind of heavy-limbed, is exactly where I need to be, because I have to taper.
Yeah, you've got to really relax this week.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 3 miles today, rest tomorrow, another 3-4 on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then maybe, two on Friday or something, and then that's it.
Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah.
That's the kind of
and
thing.
And it's going to be trying to not eat so much that you add noticeable amounts of weight, isn't it? That's the hardest thing with the taper.
It's a shame, because I did that yesterday.
Right.
I came back from the park on Saturday, and very unlike me, I had a surprise weigh-in.
Right.
Because I'd come back off holiday, and it's, you know, actually, because it was self-catering, I didn't go too crazy on the food.
Right.
But I have been drinking beer.
Yeah.
And that's...
That piles it on, doesn't it? Yeah.
And I was worrying about it and feeling guilty, but then I realised that I also have the advantage that as long as I can stop now, that gives me a week off it.
Yeah.
Which is going to be a little jump, you know, a little boost.
Yeah.
And, the weigh-in on Saturday was really good news. Haven't put on any weight at all.
Well, that's great. That's perfect.
But then yesterday, Easter Sunday, did a roast.
Right, yeah, same.
Thought we could have the old leftovers for tea, because it's probably lunchtime roast.
Right.
There weren't any leftovers. We ate everything.
Yeah.
So I came back, just a light supper. Get some soup and some salad and maybe some biscuits and some vegan cheese.
Oh, yeah, there's some cheese.
Hummus.
Yeah,
hummus. And we ate
dips.
I woke up this morning thinking, oh, my God.
I'm massive.
There's the Easter egg. Easter bunny's bean.
Yeah.
And laid it just on my... Oh, look at this butterfly flying right in front of me. Nearly went in my face. This spring is amazing.
It has been, hasn't
it? We got to the Lake District and it was great weather, like clear tops.
Yeah.
Not raining. But it was winter. And then midweek, all the leaves came out, all the lambs were born, all the bumblebees and butterflies.
Wow.
You know, in like 36 hours.
Yeah.
And here in Glistel Park, I mean, never mind blossoms, it's all leaves. It looks like July.
Yeah, it's been amazing. It has been amazing, yeah.
Even the potential for a really hot London. The good thing about that is that A, we need to be trying to cruise and take it steady anyway.
Yes, yeah.
And B, I've done it. I've lived through that.
You've done it. You've experienced
it. So it's not as scary as it would have been.
Yeah. Have you had any advance? Because it'll be 10-day weather forecasts and stuff, won't there?
Yeah, let's get one now. A bloke told me it's going to be nice. So that's, yeah.
That should be fine. Yeah, that'll do it. You'll be right with it. Yeah, we'll have to wait and see for that one. And we got a very nice, friendly crowd at Hackney.
Yeah.
A lot of people coming up, which
that's
is good.
My old next-door neighbour.
Yeah, that was nice, wasn't it?
One person did do that thing, the old little bit of barracking, little bit of heckling, just after the park run.
Right.
So I completely understand, because we do, we're barracky, heckly, comedian kind of banterers. You know, I mean, that's what running comedy is, isn't it? It's bants with a Z.
There's a bit of bants flying every now and again.
But I think when you go out and run a park run as fast as you can, I think you've got a watch saying,
yeah, you look like a bit of an idiot out there, didn't you, Rob?
It's never one that really plays with me.
Is that what he actually said?
No, he didn't. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay, what did he say? What was his...
I'm paraphrasing because I wanted to call back to the guy in Manchester saying, particularly the way you run. What? This guy said, I see you really giving it some there, Rob. I think that's good. Yeah, eyes out all the way. Like I bugged my eyes out.
That's a great
inch advantage.
That's a great image, though, isn't it?
Like that woman
googly
in
eyes.
Ripley's, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Bluebells, like right, I'm getting a photo.
Chihuahua.
Bluebells and buttercups in the meadow. Talking of spring, look at that. That's really something.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
So
gorgeous.
I think despite our dissing of your training and your trip to the Middle East and everything else, we've been quite blasé in previous years. We've been on it here with all the... What are the headlines for the marathonios? What are we going to tell?
Oh, yeah, what to do, sort of.
We need to tell them to ourselves as well.
Yeah, what to do. Don't spend too much time at the expo, especially if you're going for a couple of days before. I mean, go and have fun, but don't exhaust yourself traipsing around, because it's very intense and very exciting.
Yes.
And you can just tie yourself out there.
Yeah, and also, it's a great experience if you've never been before.
Yeah.
But it can really scare you.
Yes, it can. It can, yeah. There's a kind of sort of mania of information.
Yes.
That goes on, that kind of febrile atmosphere that can make you very nervous. It's very... simple what we're all going to do.
No, exactly, and you shouldn't be messing with your plan.
Yeah.
You know, so if you get in and someone says, what you need to do is, you know, and you change your whole outfit and buy yourself some kind of roller.
Yeah.
That's not a good idea.
Don't spend too much time sprinting on the treadmill thing to work out what world record pace feels like. Don't injure yourself on that. on that disaster.
But
do wait to happen.
If anyone's given away pasta, yeah, go for it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you're just going to go for a really long run in a very supportive atmosphere.
Yeah.
With loads of drink stations and water stations.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's going to be fantastic. And if you've done it, done the training, it's all done really. There's definitely nothing you can do now in the last few days.
Fundamentally.
To make it better. You can make it worse.
Yeah, but you can't make it better. Yeah. And also, you know, the thing is, you can only psychologically get yourself to the start line. And the start line is not really relevant. So if you hit the start line feeling odd, scared, wonderful, terrible, ready, ready, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, don't identify with it too strongly.
10 miles into the marathon, you'll have forgotten all of that.
Yeah, you're just running.
And you'll still have to do the marathon.
Yes.
And that is a wonderful thing. It's not a bad thing.
No, it's really nice.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Don't forget the simplicity of it all. And enjoy it.
I think I was going to say conserve energy. It's not just conserve energy, really. Conserve everything.
Yeah.
At the beginning.
Yeah.
Just go steady and be calm.
Yeah.
And save the adventure for later on.
Yeah. You're going to need reserves in the last 8 miles or so.
I think they've changed things these days, so it won't be so in my face as it has been in the past. But in the past, the kind of celebrity green start.
Right.
It's also like serious elite start.
Right.
So you get these people coming past you.
What, club athletes?
Yeah.
He's club athletes.
Yeah, and really gives you, well, it's going to make you set off too fast if you're not that fast for a start.
Yeah.
I say you, and I mean me.
Yeah.
But the other thing is watching people skipping around, like diving around, zigzagging around groups of people to get to stay on the blue line.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's like a metaphor. It's like, it's fine.
Yeah, don't worry too much about that.
Yeah.
It's all right later if you want to get all of it, but definitely don't. Everyone's going in the same direction.
Yeah.
Apart from the loads of club runners running in the opposite direction as a training run.
Yeah.
They get into town and then run to Greenwich before the marathon starts as a training run.
Yeah.
That's like Baz and all his mates.
Yeah,
People do that kind of thing.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's going to be a lot of running going on.
Whole lot of running going on. But then the nice thing is, again, if you've never done it before, don't rate where you're at naught. You know, the marathon is full of everyone from most experienced runner to someone who said, I've done a bit of running.
That's a great thing.
I did my first
marathon. The longest run I'd done was 60 miles.
Yeah.
And I set off way too fast, hit the wall terribly, crawled round, and it was one of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
So it's like,
in a way, survival, you know, the bigger the survival, the more likely you are to come away with saying, this is the experience, you know. This
is
a day I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Yeah, it really was, yeah.
Everyone seems
bit
to be
a tempo. She's tempoing it quite seriously.
Like let's turn around and go as fast as we can.
So, there's so many different experiences out there, and just enjoy your own.
And talking of the wall, you mentioned the wall there. I mean, we've talked before, professionally, if you will, about avoiding the wall. The wall is a concept, yeah? It's not a thing. It's not like a medical condition. But equally, that's not to say it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Just be ready for the marathon to be difficult.
Yeah.
And when it's difficult, forgive yourself.
Yeah. And I think that the notion of hitting it, it's almost a bit too dramatic. It's a slow insinuation.
That's right.
You just get tighter and tighter and tighter.
Yeah.
And then you're really knackered.
Yeah, and also, and because of this kind of concept of the wall, that if you do it right and you're pacing yourself, you don't go off too fast, and you still feel that, you're like, oh no, I was trying to avoid the wall, but then I hit the wall. It's just a way of describing it, you know?
It's just a way of describing the fatigue that gets you.
Yeah, it's like saying, people say, and then the wheels came off. And that's when it all goes horribly wrong. But if the wheels don't come off, they're probably still going to get quite ragged tyres and flat and run out of petrol.
And once you hit the embankment, then you know you're on your way in then. I felt a real difference a couple of years ago. I was really, really tired. Once you hit that, you know you're in the last couple of miles.
Yes.
And you just feel the atmosphere change a little bit, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
the
nature of the fatigue changes.
Yeah. And you think you get so annoyed. I've really struggled with the psychology of the thing around kind of, I don't know, 18 to 22 miles.
Yes, that's a tough stage, though. Yeah.
And by the time you get to that, you think, oh, it's too late. You know, I've given up on this. But it will drag you in.
Yes,
the last Parkrunt.
Yes.
London Marathon.
It's lovely.
Drags you right in.
It really does, yeah.
I mean, let's talk about that. That first 10 miles is great because people are right there. They're cheering you on. They're going
for it
from the start.
Yeah. And, the odd downhill stretch.
I mean, if your biggest problem is not to go too fast because you're having such a good time, then that's a serious thing, but that's a good problem to have.
That come under the category of good problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And also, let's note, you're probably going to go off a bit too fast. That's okay.
Yes.
It doesn't mean if you get tired at 22 and you feel like you were going a few seconds too fast, 1 to 3, let yourself off.
Yeah.
You were going to be tired at 22.
Or you're going to be really rammed in and unable to run properly for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But don't worry about that either, because it's...
That's helping you take it slower. That's right. So, first time I was absolutely wonderful. Greenwich support all the way. It's very nice timing when you get
South to... South London support.
Tower Bridge basically feels like a finish line.
Yeah.
Really wonderful. It potentially to get a bit tough after that.
Yeah.
You turn right, you go over the half marathon point and feel great.
Yeah.
And then miles 14 to 15, slight uphill there.
Yes, there is, yeah.
And remember that it is uphill, because you might just think, oh, God, now I feel terrible. I've got another half marathon to do. And you're looking at it coming the other way and realizing that you're going to have to run another 8 miles to get there.
Yeah. You see all the other runners coming. If you're a reality TV show star at that point, you might feel tempted to
cheat.
Hop over the barriers.
Yes.
Yeah. That's always a great thing to do, honouring the marathon. To get the most out of the experience.
If you get yourself into London Marathon and then cheat at it, what a great attitude to life you've got.
Come on, guys. Let's do the whole thing up there.
People who've done the ballot for 26 years. Hammering their foreheads with their palms.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No.
But I mean, this is quite a new realisation after many a marathon in many a place, is that ultimately it's quite a good thing that you can kind of parcel up the difficulty of a marathon into the bit in the middle.
Yeah.
And when I say the bit in the middle, I kind of mean from like 14 to 20 or so miles.
Yeah.
14 to 22, say.
Yeah.
Because first bit's going to be fine. Even if it's pouring rain, even if you run off too fast, you're fit enough to do whatever you had planned. Right? And the last bit's going to be fine, because whatever happens, even if you're kind of dragging yourself in by your nose,
you're
going
to
blow and get there.
You're on your
If you do feel it's tough in the middle of there, just take ownership over that, you know. This mountain walk I did with the family on Thursday, you walk up to the ridge, you walk up to a place called the Hole in the Wall, and then you go into the bowl of the mountain, you run across by the lake under the crag, up, across the top and back down again. And that's really exciting, loads of craggy, scary, mountainous, rocky bits. But it's great. The walk up to the Hole in the Wall was miles.
Yeah.
So we had this long walk as a family, stopped and had a snack, and then did the walk.
Right.
Stopped and had lunch, and then had a long walk home. And you could kind of snip those brackets off.
Bracket off, yeah.
You know.
It's always a weird, slightly weird, but good after halfway, because you're tired, you're halfway, you know you've got half to do again, but for the first time you've got less to run than you've already run.
Yes.
And that's quite nice in itself. Usually accompanied by an overwhelming feeling of tiredness.
Yes.
But the reality is you're on your way in, you know.
Yeah. I think also, by the way, I've got no idea how many times I've been around the park.
This is our third time.
Great. I think that one thing I find is watching other people struggle. I'm a bit superstitious about it.
Right.
I go along fine, and I see someone pull up, hurting, and start stretching. I kind of look away from it, because I feel like it's going to give me ideas.
Yes, yeah. So, I know what you mean, yeah.
So, I mean, if anyone has got the same psychological makeup as me, then watch out for that one, because that's stupid rubbish to ignore. And technically, Vaseline is great. Don't wear anything you haven't worn before.
No.
Put plasters on your nipples.
Vaseline, plasters. Lots. I drink a little often. People vary how they want to drink, but I just take water constantly, but just sipping a little bit, really.
I'm more hydrating doses. I'll make sure I've got about make sure I drink a half litre of water, not too long before the start, but not right before the start, say half an hour, and then I'll do that again halfway around. Oops. And then maybe a bit more later. But, you know, drink to thirst.
Yeah.
Don't overdo it.
No.
You don't have to take 36 carbs with you.
That's another thing to get that people get scared about. If you're going to do gels, I mean, I do one every 40 minutes.
Yeah.
But again, it differs. But, you know, don't have 10.
No.
You know?
And don't carry four times as many as you need.
Yeah.
And that's true of kind of everything.
Yeah.
Take what you need. And don't leave anything behind. And don't take anything you don't need. You know, you just need a nice, sensible package. That's why going to the expo can throw you off a bit.
Because suddenly you end up with loads of stuff.
Oh, I'm going to take these biscuits.
Yeah. I'll have one every 2K.
Yeah. It's quite hard with layering because you want it a bit chilly at the start.
Yeah.
But you don't want to. Ultimately, you can. If you got anything you can discard.
Yeah, wear a really bad t-shirt. Because for some reason before, when I was going for sub-3 a couple of years ago, I decided to wear one of my favourite t-shirts.
These women, by the way, we've seen them loads of times, they're going so well.
That's just Kelly. She runs for Heathside, yeah.
Right.
She's a very, very,
two of them,
very fast runner, yeah.
Saying how when we chat, we go steady and slow, they're basically rattling around like whippets while saying, yeah, so anyway,
what are you doing at the weekend?
Stuart for about half an hour and had a pinch of...
Yeah. They're doing this kind of steady state run at our race pace.
Yeah.
And the end can get a bit... can get a bit disorientating because it's one of those experiences, the nearer you get to it, the more elusive it becomes.
Yeah.
Especially with London, because it's quite twisty, turny.
Yeah.
Is this the last turn? Is this the last turn? Yeah, there's a roundabout where, do you know, you can get a bit. And the weird thing about, as far as I remember, 26 miles is the only mile mark that doesn't have a time on it.
No, that's right. That's
which
right.
is just a sort of bizarre but wonderful little...
Here's a
detail.
If you can see the Queen's house,
you're getting close.
You're nearly there.
And once you turn the last corner, I was always amazed by how near the finish you are when you turn the last corner. You're right on it, aren't you?
Yeah,
it's less than 100 metres.
Yeah, absolutely. They count those metres down, but like you say, you're psychologically, you're in such a crazy place.
No, you are. You
get
really
to Big Ben and turn right.
You
and
really
it's like,
are.
What is this?
You're rushing to hospital and your kid's due and you don't know. And it's like some weird anxiety dream.
And, you know, things, it's all different by then. Again, you can't predict it. You just got to be, it'll be what it'll be when you get there. And that's great. I'm really looking forward to it.
I am, now that we talk about it. I am. It's the first one. You've done more marathons than me recently. The first one I've done in a couple of years.
Yeah. It's going
really
to be a very different experience for you.
It will, yeah. It will.
And you might have some... I'd be interested
but
to hear with the memories coming back.
Yeah.
You know, I remember going, God, this is the point at which...
I think it'll be... I think I'll find it very hard.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to enjoy that as well. That's something I'm looking forward to.
I think it will be difficult for me, but I'm hoping to do it.
I've never done a 23-mile training run before.
Yeah.
I totally followed my instincts to that.
Yeah.
And it felt great.
Good.
So
you're more than ready,
I don't
really,
want, aren't you? Exactly. The thing I want to do now is to forgive myself if... it doesn't feel as good as that.
Yeah.
But, of course, that was just me out running. And in the marathon, ultimately, there is the whole concept of the thing, the crowds, the signs, the clocks, they pull you forward.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
There's always something to give you that little jump, that little change of perspective.
Yeah. My blister's pain's gone, so I can't blame that. My legs feel better than they have done for a long time.
Yeah.
My back feels sort of okay.
Although
it went yesterday,
oh, that's
so
great.
I couldn't do my gig at the 99 last night because
your back was
pulled. It really pulled
it
in the morning.
Really
I couldn't move.
And does that promoter listen to this
day?
Podcast?
I don't know.
Well, don't. I will say to the listeners, don't worry too much about Paul's back.
Oh.
It seems really bad, and I can't help thinking it's going to be fine.
Oh, it was a long drive from Kettering that did it.
Yeah.
But I feel okay today, actually. I feel sort of loosened out.
You felt okay. You felt okay nearly all the time, didn't you, until that...
I got it cricked.
Just when the gig was.
I got it clicked.
That's when it was really bad.
So, here we are. jeopardising our employment status.
You brought it up. So, all right then, marathon tips. This is a really basic one, but I've got to tell you, when you find out that weather, even if you don't know the weather, consider a hat.
Oh, yeah, if it's hot, yeah, to give us some heat tips, because you had it last year.
Yeah, well, in the heat, a cap is great.
Right.
Because, and this is not a good look. How's that back? Because I wear it backwards.
Right.
So I'm covering the, you know, so you've got it shading the nape of your neck. And that's great, you know. Just I think probably you'd be fine anyway, but it just stops you worrying about it, you know.
Yeah.
Sun cream also very important.
Yes.
In places you wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah.
Anything that's going to be exposed, little gaps.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
I've
yeah.
seen people get terrible
really
sunburn on a little band around the top between the shorts and a quite snug top, you know.
Yes, yeah, 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 yeah.
But also, if it's pouring with rain, cap is a wonderful thing. I basically won a cap for my last 2.5 marathons.
Have you really?
Yeah, because of the weather.
Yeah.
First one was too hot, and the other two were pouring with rain.
Right.
And just, you want to keep the heat off the top of your brain stem.
Yeah.
And you want to keep the rain out of your eyes. Just as it's wearing otherwise.
It's a late entry for gear, isn't it, the cap?
Yeah, if you haven't worked with it before, then feel free to ignore me. But don't worry about that start line.
Yeah.
It's the finish line you've got to worry about.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to spend the week worrying about making sure that we can record this properly.
Yes, that's going to be a major test of tech.
Maybe it doesn't happen, we'll let you know what happened after.
For people looking to run with us, which we'd love it if you did.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we'll be going between about 4 and quarter hours for as long as we can.
Yes, that's right.
It might get a bit slower later. It might be slightly faster earlier. But yeah, I think we'll
be running at 4:15 pace and finishing at 4:45.
Yeah. Yeah, with me in tears. Can't do it. I just Piggy didn't do back. The training.
Piggyback. Yeah. You're running commentary fans from the 18-mile mark saying, go on, Rob, piggyback.
And what you was I thinking?
Go on, Rob, piggyback. No, please, please.
So just enjoy yourself, and we look forward to... hearing your experiences at marathons all over, but obviously London's a big one this weekend.
Yes.
And should we laugh? Let's enjoy
yeah,
it.
It's been. I would like a. We're not doing any PBs right now, but another mention for Maciej Szemiel because.
Oh yeah, he chopped another second off, didn't he?
Yeah, he's in the low 18s.
18:10
now,
yeah, yeah.
And, and just amazing. It just it has to be our PB badge PBer. Yeah. PBs are coming in. I think he's getting more PBs than going for runs.
Yeah, there's so many. There's so many coming in, and we're gonna do. We're going to do them all after the marathon. We've had a few technical... We've actually done them about 3 times.
Yeah, we have.
They've just been getting lost.
Thank goodness for online. But yeah, we've lost the PBs at least twice.
But don't worry, we haven't actually lost them. We've just lost the recording of them. So keep sending them in.
And yeah, maybe by the time we do them, there won't be anything else. Just be a good, solid
hour. An hour 20 of PB celebrations.
And meanwhile, we'll be saying, and by the way, we've run slower than we ever have before.
Yeah, that's the worst.
So keep on running and enjoy the weather. Don't get too hot, and we'll see you after London.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.